The Nisqually River watershed in western Washington covers more than 700 square miles and flows for 78 miles from its origins on Mount Rainier to the mudflats of the South Puget Sound. The Nisqually watershed has been a model of success in terms of salmon rehabilitation, protection of habitat and water quality, and increasing community involvement. All of this has been possible due to the building and sustaining of cooperative relationships between the Nisqually tribe, various government agencies, nonprofit organizations, citizens, landowners, and local businesses.
Cooperative relationships really define the Nisqually Basin because people decided that they wanted to work together on this body of water, whereas normally jurisdictions are divided up on these straight white man lines. The Nisqually decided, you know what, we need to think about this in terms of a watershed, which is really the only way that makes sense to try to manage one body of water cooperatively. Just by starting with the watershed model made all the difference.
Future goals for the Nisqually watershed include continuing salmon rehabilitation and habitat protection, and will address economic issues and focus on developing a sustainable local economy. Although only 2% of the land use in the upper Nisqually is agricultural, large segments of many salmon-bearing rivers in the region are bordered by agricultural land. That is why it is imperative that there be a strong and healthy relationship between farming and salmon recovery. Wilcox Farms has set a prime example on how local farms can become some of the best stewards of the land for the future of agriculture and the health of the environment. The Wilcox family has been living on the Nisqually River for 100 years, ever since Judson Wilcox sold his home in Seattle and moved to the Nisqually Basin.
In 1909, on an August day, he came out here, went by train to Roy, and then rode a horse out here.
Wilcox Farms began as many small farms do, producing only what they needed to survive. Then in the 1920s, Judson Wilcox and his wife Elizabeth took a class at a local college about how to raise chickens and began building their first chicken house. Judson's grandson, Jim Wilcox, joined the family farm in the 1960s and largely attributes the business's success to the relationship between his grandparents.
My grandfather set a very strong work and cultural and moral tone to the family that's stayed with it all these hundreds plus years.
Wilcox Farms has grown into a large and thriving business, which is currently transitioning into an organic and free-range chicken farm. They have also been working with the Nisqually tribe and local nonprofit organizations to restore areas of their property back to native habitat and to become a Salmon Safe certified farm. The Salmon Safe Farm Certification Program works with farmers throughout the Northwest to promote conservation practices, habitat restoration, and to help restore the native salmon habitat in Washington's rivers and streams. Wilcox Farms is currently the largest farm in the Northwest to be Salmon Safe certified. Restoration efforts along Horn Creek, which runs through Wilcox Farms, have helped to provide a healthy and ideal spawning and rearing habitat for Chinook, Chum, Pink, and Coho salmon. This was achieved through the cooperation of Wilcox Farms, the Nisqually Indian Tribe, and various other locally based organizations. The Nisqually Land Trust is a private nonprofit organization that was formed in 1986, specifically for the purpose of buying lands for salmon restoration. It owns 150 acres of floodplain called Wilcox Flats, which is situated along a sweeping bend of the Nisqually River, just south of Wilcox Farms. As neighbors, both Wilcox Farms and the Nisqually Land Trust encounter similar ecological needs with regards to land management and salmon rehabilitation. Both sit within a floodplain along an area of the Nisqually River that is prone to move over time. This is referred to as a channel migration zone. Fish and wildlife depend on the habitat created when a river is allowed to migrate, and so protection for channel migration zones goes beyond protecting existing habitats and focuses on the processes that create and maintain that ecosystem.
You have to restore it to native vegetation, and not just native species, but the native structure that was here prior to logging. So you've got an upper canopy
of trees.
You've got the midstory, and you've got the understory that support everything from fungi to large mammals.
The Nisqually Land Trust is currently finishing up a management plan for the properties that will focus on restoring areas back to native forests and riparian zones. Riparian zones are important transition areas because they connect the water with the land and host a wide array of plant and animal life. Streamside plants shade and help moderate water temperature, promote stream bank stability, and provide organic nutrients to the aquatic ecosystem. Additionally, riparian trees are the source of woody debris, which is important because this is what creates the pools and side channels that are essential for habitat for many salmon species. Salmon use floodplain channels for spawning and for overwintering, feeding, and refuge. During the course of their life cycle, which begins and ends in stream corridors, salmon fulfill a unique role by connecting the ocean, fresh water, and the land. Almost 30 miles separate Wilcox Farms from the Nisqually Indian Reservation, and yet the two have built a relationship based on their shared sense of place, respect for the land, and a desire to build a strong local community within the Nisqually Basin. It began in 1985 when several community leaders, led largely by Nisqually tribal elder Billy Frank Jr., successfully lobbied the Washington State Legislature to establish the Nisqually River Task Force, with the goal of developing a locally based management plan for the Nisqually watershed. The task force was made up of representatives from the timber, agriculture, and hydropower industries, conservationist and environmentalist organizations, landowners, resource management agencies, and the Nisqually Indian tribe. Some landowners were skeptical at first, like Jim Wilcox, who joined the task force because he was concerned that many of the ideas floating around about increasing public access to the river would mean his family might lose their farm.
I thought it was awful at first. I thought, my gosh, this is the end of our days of being a farm. I didn't sleep for a week. Everybody you can think of had their own agenda. There were folks that wanted to create a national park out of the corridor. They wanted to build roads and trails along the river. They wanted to have access. And I just knew that wasn't compatible with agriculture.
All of that changed one day when Billy Frank Jr. stood up and expressed that he wanted Fort Lewis, Weyerhaeuser Timber Company, Wilcox Farms, and the national parks all to stay in business. Because he said if they didn't, all of that land would be broken up into little pieces, and it would become much more difficult to protect and maintain the health and vitality of the watershed.
He looked right at me and says, I want you to know that I want you to continue to farm on the river. And that just changed everything. Everybody thought, well, this is what Billy Frank thinks. That's probably what we ought to do.
The Nisqually River Task Force drafted a river management plan that represented all of the basin's interests, and recommended establishing the Nisqually River Council to implement the plan. Over the last 20 years, the Nisqually River Council has been a locally based management partnership of state and local governments, business, and individuals, all working to protect the Nisqually River. They have helped to resolve many issues surrounding salmon restoration and timber harvesting. Additionally, they have established education and stewardship programs that aim to raise awareness within the Nisqually Basin. One of these programs has been the Nisqually River Education Project, which implements a watershed-based curriculum that actively involves students and teachers in the protection and enhancement of salmon habitat and water quality within the Nisqually watershed. In 2005, with the help and continued support of the leadership of the Nisqually Indian Tribe and their Natural Resources Department, the Nisqually River Council put forth the Nisqually Stewardship Plan. This plan acts as a roadmap for the next 15 years of stewardship and offers a vision of the watershed for the next 50 years. As part of the stewardship plan, the council has established the Nisqually Sustainable Program, which encourages independent organizations to certify sustainable practices and business in the watershed. One of these has been the Salmon Safe Certification Program, which has been successful in certifying over 40 farms in the Puget Sound region. Farms that are certified can then put the label directly on their products, which allows them to be easily identified in the marketplace as being an environmentally conscious business. In addition to the Salmon Safe label, The Nisqually Sustainable Program has received a grant to develop a Nisqually Sustainable logo that will go on products that have been sustainably produced.
Our hope for that label for them is that it not only shows that they're operating in an ecologically sensitive manner, but they're also a local business, so it gives them that place-based local economy.
These labels act as a visual tool that represents and promotes the connections between private businesses like Wilcox Farms and the Nisqually River Council and its many partners, as well as consumers and community members. They allow us to make informed decisions and participate in supporting local sustainable businesses. All of this work being done benefits not only the rivers and the streams, but also helps to enforce a localized identity for people within the Nisqually Basin. This identity has been strengthened by community-based cooperation, motivated by the desire for a salmon-safe future, and grounded in a shared sense of place.